Ride, Proud Rebel, by Andre Norton. Preface. From General N. Bedford Forrest's Farewell to His Command, May 9, 1865, Gainesville, Alabama. The cause for which you have so long and so manfully struggled, and for which you have braved dangers, endured privations and sufferings, and made so many sacrifices, is today hopeless. Civil war, such as you have passed through, naturally engenders feelings of animosity, hatred, and revenge. It is our duty to divest ourselves of all such feelings, and as far as in our power to do so, to cultivate friendly feelings toward those with whom we have so long contended, and heretofore so widely but honestly differed. In bidding you farewell, rest assured that you carry with you my best wishes for your future welfare and happiness, without in any way referring to the merits of the cause in which we have been engaged, your courage and determination, as exhibited on many hard-fought fields, have elicited the respect and admiration of friend and foe. And now I cheerfully and gratefully acknowledge my indebtedness to the officers and men of my command, whose zeal, fidelity, and unflinching bravery have been the great source of my success in arms. I have never, on the field of battle, sent you where I was unwilling to go myself, nor would I now advise you to a course which I felt myself unwilling to pursue. You have been good soldiers. You can be good citizens. Obey the laws, preserve your honor, and the government to which you have surrendered can afford to be and will be magnanimous. N.B. Forrest, Lieutenant General. End of preface. Chapter 1. Ride with Morgan. The roan switched tail angrily against a persistent fly, and lipped water, dripping big drops back to the surface of the brook. His rider moved swiftly, with an economy of action, to unsaddle, wipe the besweated back with a wisp of last year's dried grass, and wash down each mud-splattered leg with stream water. Always care for the mount first, when a man's life, as well as the safety of his mission, depends upon four subordinate legs more than on his own two. Though he had little claim to a thoroughbred's points, the roan was as much a veteran of the forces as his groom, with all a veteran's ability to accept and enjoy small favors of the immediate present without speculating too much concerning the future. He blew gustily in pleasure under the attention and began to sample a convenient stand of spring grass. His mount cared for, Drew Rennie swung up saddle, blanket, and the meager possessions which he had brought out of Virginia 2 weeks ago, to the platform in a crooked tree overhanging the brook. He settled beside them on the well-seasoned timbers of the old treehouse to rummage through his saddlebags. The platform had been there a long time, before Chickamauga and the Ohio Raid, before the first roll of drums in 61. Drew pulled a creased shirt out of the bags and sat with it draped over one knee, remembering. Sheldon Barrett and he, they had built it together one hot week in summer, had named it Boone's Fort, and it was the only thing at Red Springs Drew had really ever owned. His dark eyes were fixed now on something more than the branches about him, and his mouth tightened until his face was not quite sullen, only shuddered. 5 years ago, only 5 years. Yes, 5 years next month, but the past 2 years of his own personal freedom and war, those seemed to equal 10. Now there was no one left to remember the fort's existence, which made it perfect for his present purpose. The warmth of the sun beating down through the young leaves made Drew brush his battered slouch hat to the flooring and luxuriate in the heat. Sometimes he didn't think he'd ever get the bite of last year's winter cold out of his bones.